Wall Street gets a blank check, but Main Street can't borrow a dime. Public employees get a free pass, while the private sector picks up their tab. Who's fighting for business, and how do we turn things around? Welcome back to the second hour of Brian Bushlack's Business Briefing on News Radio 101 FM KXL.
It's 7 minutes after 5 o'clock. Happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. Hope you're having a great weekend with your family. And welcome to the start of the business week. This is Business Briefing. We're back for hour number two, live and local from the PacWest Center in downtown Portland, the sixth floor overlooking City Hall, right in the middle of all the action here in downtown Portland. I'm Brian Bushlack. Glad you could join us. Want to thank our guest in our first hour, Joe Whitworth from the Freshwater Trust. Great stuff they're doing in Oregon's rivers and streams. And to learn more about what they're doing, if you just tuned in or you missed the last hour of the show, couple options for you. Head to KXL.com and podcast those segments, or visit thefreshwatertrust.org to learn more about their efforts with Pacific Power. Now, coming up a little bit later here, we'll bring in Joe Dobbs in about 30 minutes to talk about the big event we have on Wednesday afternoon at his winery. If you're 55 or older, looking to protect your assets and have a good time, drink some wine and get a behind-the-scenes tour, we'll bring in Joe Dobbs to talk about that event, and we'll wrap up the show with Mike Goss, the author of Breaking Through Walls. His business building tip this week is how to break through your sales prospecting wall. We all have a lot of walls to overcome in our businesses these days. Mike will join us coming up at 5:52 with his insight. First, though, it's time to get to our economic expert. Patrick Stone is the president of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title. Pat, first off, happy Father's Day. Thanks for taking time away from the barbecue to join us. And so much to talk about here on a macroeconomic level. Let's start with the stock market. What's going on with the stock market? And is this huge pullback all related to the Fed pulling back out of quantitative easing?
Well, I think, you know, Brian, that probably psychologically has an impact on the market. But I suspect it's also a realization that this is not a traditional recovery. For some reason, the financial markets have been a little bit slow in digesting the fact that this is a long-term deleveraging recovery, and it got a little ahead of itself, maybe. And I think the Japanese earthquake tsunami, the disruption in the supply chain, the continuation of the European debt crisis, the continued high unemployment rates, I think there's a realization setting in that, okay, we probably are in for a little bit longer haul. The stock market ran up very quickly when we reinflated assets due to QE2, and it's probably going to settle into something a little bit closer to the range it's in now for a while until we deleverage.
You ran a Fortune 500 company, and you know many of the executives on Wall Street across the nation. When you survey the mood out there, Patrick, what are you hearing from the people you talk to?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Brian. There's really a continuing dichotomy in emotional sentiment. The large corporations are flush with cash. They are in a position to make investments. They are more dependent on the international economy, and they get benefit from the emerging markets and growth in demand in the emerging markets. Small businesses don't have that international profile, so consequently they're more locally based, they are less competent, and they have not increased employment because of it. I would say that I think most large corporation executives are long-term positive and understand that this is a process and it's going to take a while.
It sure is a process, and it's dragging on, as you mentioned. It's, I think, people coming to that realization. When you look at the landscape, Pat, what kind of a timeline can you put on this, or can you?
Well, yeah, I think you can. I think it's we've deleveraged the revolving consumer credit, but unfortunately, in my mind, consumers are stepping back up and making auto purchases on credit. They're doing things that continues to keep their exposure fairly high. As I mentioned on a prior program, corporations have refinanced to a large degree. We're still waiting for government to get a long-term program in place. And I say long-term program because my biggest fear is they'll try to do something to correct situations that are that's austerity-based and perhaps too quick. So I think we need to get the overall economic structure deleveraged and reoriented. It will take probably 3 or 4 more years before we are back to what we would consider a normal economy.
Yeah, and that's what we're hearing is now 2015, maybe 2016. If you're just tuning in, this is Business Briefing. Our economic expert is Patrick Stone, the president of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title, locally based company, national great reputation at WFG National Title. And Pat, when you look at the circus that has become our political process. We've got a presidential election next year, and this debt is not only at the personal level, the corporate level, the national level. It's a whole different ballgame this time around than it was, I guess, three and a half years ago. How critical is this upcoming presidential election to this turnaround?
Well, I think it's very critical, Brian, and I should, just to, if I may step back into the last question a little bit in order to segue into an answer. We, with this process we're going through right now, the economic recovery, we have really three things that are impacting us. We have a very, very high unemployment rate that creates concern and reticence among the consumers. And we have a regulatory environment that is uncertain because we're going through the rulemaking and all of Dodd-Frank. That impacts underwriting. That impacts the ability of the real estate market to recover. That impacts the average consumer's feeling towards their personal wealth. Then we have the political issue where we have all the politicians posturing ideologically. The people on the right are talking draconian austerity measures. The people on the left want to go full-fledged on stimulus measures, and nobody is agreeing on anything. Now, the reason that the election is so important is historically in our country, elections have caused politicians to move to the middle. The bulk of the votes are in the middle. Politicians want to get elected, so they tend, as the election period nears, they tend to move towards the middle, and we have the ability to compromise or reach agreement because everybody is focusing on capturing the middle. So this is a critical election in the sense that if that happens, we are probably going to be in very, very good shape. We will get problems solved. We'll get a long-term program in place to correct the budget deficit, and we will start the healing process in a meaningful way. So I'm personally optimistic that this coming election will provide a lab in which we can have our political process re-energized and become functional again. Right now it is very dysfunctional, I think, as everybody knows. And I'm not advocating a particular perspective. I don't care if you're on the right or left. Nobody can get anything done right now. So the election provides an inflection point for people to meet in the middle and try to get something done. And I think for that reason, this is probably one of the more important elections we've had in a long time.
I would agree with you. I think, on both points that, we're talking about moving to the middle, and it doesn't necessarily mean the right or left is right or wrong, but maybe more now than ever, we have people, Joe Sixpack, engaged in the political process, don't you think?
Well, it is certainly engaged in the sense that they feel that whatever happens will directly impact them. I think the average American is much more sophisticated than either the politicians or the press give them credit for. The average American is sitting there and saying, okay, I'm in a bind. Things aren't like they were. And they read, they listen, they look around, they say, well, you know what? Our politicians aren't doing their job. And so they're engaged in the sense that they want the politicians to do their job. Some of them have become activists in trying to get politicians to do their job. But I do, I'll be very, very surprised if the turnout on this coming election isn't fairly high. I think we're going to reverse some past trends about declining participation.
I would agree with you wholeheartedly, and we'll continue this conversation in our next segment. Patrick Stone, the president of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title, joining us. Some great points there. We'll talk much more about the overall economy, the local economy, and the real estate market, and those timelines for a turnaround and some certainty. All that and much more as Business Briefing continues on Father's Day here on News Radio 101 FM KXL.